Utah. Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you another dramatic page from the history of this city. Since 1872, the Eagle has faithfully recorded the progress of Wichita, and now through the magic of radio, these stories come to life. Listen to the drama of your city and mine. This is Wichita. Curtain raiser for tonight's program features the First Federal Quartet singing "I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen."
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where will feel no pain,
and when the fields are fresh and green,
I'll take you to your home again.
Amid the melodic beauty of the Johann Strauss Tales of Vienna Woods, the curtain rises on tonight's chapter of This is Wichita. The Eagle Concert Orchestra is under the direction of Russell Lowe.
Thank you.
Think of all the good things you demand in an up-to-date newspaper, and then examine the Morning and Evening Eagle, where you will find every feature of the most metropolitan newspaper, plus the warm human touch of a newspaper that is close to the hearts of its readers. There are over 25 special features in the Evening Eagle alone. Both Morning and Evening, the Eagle presents a complete, comprehensive picture of the world in well-written, unbiased news. The field of sport, of stock market reports, of financial affairs, every phase of importance is accurately covered by the competent staff of this truly great Kansas newspaper. 20 cents brings you both the Morning and the Evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. News for every member of your family. Now the curtain rises on another drama of early day Wichita, as revealed by the back pages of the Wichita Eagle. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle tells the story of the Rainmaker. The time is the summer of 1891, July, and the most important subject on the tongue of every Kansas farmer is...
rain. I gotta have rain. I gotta have it soon. No chance for the corn this year, less than we have some rain.
Yes, rain. The most important subject in the life of a Kansas farmer. In the summer of 1891, rain, that all-important, life-giving tonic for the corn... In every farmhouse within the area of Wichita, the conversation always turned to...
rain. Oh, why doesn't it rain? We'd all feel better. It's a blistering day.
Well, I'll be darned. Now, if that don't beat all...
Abner, what are you reading? What's so funny?
Oh, this here's story in the Eagle... You know George Matthews?
Yes. What's he done?
Well, it appears like he's gone crazy.
Crazy? For sakes alive, what's he done?
Why, he's talking about a rain-making contraption. He says he's going to make it rain.
What? Why, he can't do that.
Oh, of course he can't. But it says he's been experimenting for some time, has a theory that he can induce it to rain. Make rain come right out of the sky.
Why, no one but the good Lord could do that. Gracious sakes, who's he think he is?
It says here every scientist in the nation has abolished his theory as impossible. But George Matthews still sticks to his guns and says that he can make it rain. Now, ain't that too bad. George was a right nice feller. Didn't seem like one to go off on a tangent like that.
Oh, hello, Sidney.
Hello, Mother.
You look tired, son.
No, I'm not tired. Sick.
Sick? Oh, Mike, you mean you got a fever?
No.
Let me feel your head.
No, no, Mother, it's not that. I'm just sick, looking out at them there fields.
What's that? Now, what's the matter with the fields, Sidney?
Oh, you know, Dad, same as I do. They're cooking out there, drying up. You can't look at them without thinking what a fool you are.
Now, what kind of talk is that?
It's the truth, that's all. No matter how hard a farmer works, no matter how much he puts his work in on the land, it's always the same story. The weather is the boss. It decides whether you get paid for your trouble or whether you get nothing.
Well, son, that's sort of the way of life. The skies cast the dice, and we kind of got to take what comes.
Sure we do, because we're farmers. Dad, you may as well know it now. If this year's crop turns out all right, I'm going to take my share of the money and go away.
Oh, Sidney.
But it's what I want to do, Mother. I'm going to get in something else. Something where it doesn't make any difference whether it rains or not. It's not like I'm leaving you and Dad flat. You've still got Jerry. He'll stay. He don't mind farming. Look at him. Sitting out there on the porch, just watching the sky and the fields. What's he care whether he gets rich or not? Little lummox.
Sidney, that's no way to talk about your brother.
Yeah, of course, tain't. Sidney, if you want to go away after the crops is in this fall, why, that's all right. I'm not the one to hold you down, but you kind of worry me, son, with all your sneering at our kind of life.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I guess the heat's sort of getting me. But I want to get somewhere. Have some money. A lot more money than I'll ever be able to make from a crop of sunburned corn.
Hey, Mom! Mom, Dad! Look at the sky!
The sky? Jerry must be clouding up. What is it, Jerry?
Come on out. Look, clouds, Mom. Maybe rain.
Rain.
Yeah, well,
come on
there. Sure. How's it look to you, Dad?
Well, I don't know. I've seen it that way before, and it just sort of passes over.
Ah, sure. Of course it does. You'll go crazy someday, Jerry, looking for rain in that sky.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Sidney? You've been an old pessimist all day. What's the matter, bud? Sore because I'm cutting you out with Nellie Lawson?
Ah, you cutting me out with her? I like that. Listen, any time you could take a girl away from me, I'll eat that battered straw hat of yours and without any salt, too.
Oh, you will, huh? Well, here it is, Sidney.
What do you mean?
Nellie's promised to go out to dance with me next week in Wichita.
Oh, is that all? Well, you poor lummox. She just promised you because... you ask her first.
Yeah?
But I'll take her away from you right there at the dance. See if I don't.
Now, boy, stop it. I'm not going to have you fighting over a nice girl like Nellie Lawson.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to think he can show me up.
Now, Sidney, if Nellie promised to go with Jerry, you'll behave yourself.
Yeah, sure you will. Sidney, you just naturally ain't a good loser.
Good loser? Huh. I'll show him who's the loser when I get to that dance.
In our midst. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, we have that friend of the farmer, that savior of our corn crop, that great genius who claims he can make it rain, Mr. George Matthews.
That's all right, folks. That's all right. Go ahead and have your laugh. But when my rain-making theory is proved a reality... the laugh will be all mine.
Hey, George, how are you going to make it rain? Going to shoot a hole in the cloud or something?
Well, you never can tell, Abner. You never can tell. But why turn the attention on me? This is supposed to be a dance. Go on with your dance, folks. I don't care to dance myself, but I'd like to see you all. Come on, let's go.
Let's dance.
Sorry, Sidney, but I'm waiting for Jerry. He's gone over to get some lemonade.
Oh, listen, Nellie. You know that brother of mine can't dance. Come on, now. I'll show you some real stuff.
No, I'd rather not, thanks.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Don't tell me you're getting serious about him. Look, Nellie, you got two good eyes. Whenever you pick a man, you want to figure on where he's going.
Oh, advice to the lovelorn. Well, maybe I'm more concerned about where a man's staying.
Oh, I see. Well, more power to you. That's good old Jerry. He's too slow to be going anywhere. But one of these days, when I come back to this burnt-up burg with my pockets jammed with money, don't say I didn't give you first chance.
All right, Sidney, have it your own way. Oh, hello, Jerry. Oh. You're about to spill that lemonade.
Yes, I guess I am. Oh, hi, Sidney. How you doing?
Ah, shut up.
Hey, Sidney, don't go away mad. Oh, gee, Nellie. You really turned him down for me, didn't you?
You knew I would. Why, I wouldn't give him a dance tonight if he promised to make it rain for me.
Oh, swell. That'll kind of do Sidney good. You know, he's sort of inclined to get kind of high and mighty sometimes.
Yes, I know.
Oh, he's all right, though. Maybe he's right about me. I guess I am sort of easygoing. Kind of content to let things work out for themselves.
Stay that way, will you, Jerry?
You mean you want me to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, you're wonderful, Nellie. You know, I thought for a while maybe I should get more of a bee in my bonnet for doing things, but I guess I'm really what Sidney says I am, just a sleepy-eyed farmer.
I'll tell you a secret, Jerry.
Yeah?
I like sleepy-eyed farmers.
You do?
Oh, yes. Only not too sleepy-eyed.
Not too? Gosh, Nellie. If it rains and the corn crop's good, will you marry me?
Oh, Jerry.
I was going to ask you last year, but you know how it was. But maybe this year. Oh, Nellie, would you if it rains?
Oh, Jerry, who cares if it rains?
Oh, Nellie. Oh, gee, gosh. It's got to rain. We've got to have the best crops ever. You know, a quarter of the farm is mine, don't you? And someday half of it will be mine. But if the crops are good this year, we'll build on our section. A nice house, Nellie. The nicest farm in Kansas.
And if the crops aren't good and it doesn't rain?
Oh, gosh.
If it doesn't rain, Jerry, we'll get married anyway. And we'll plan for next year. We'll plan it together.
Oh, no, I couldn't ask you to do that, Nellie. We're going to have it plenty tough this year if our crops don't turn out. I wouldn't ask you to put in with me like that. But it's going to rain, Nellie. It's just got to rain.
Just depend on me, Jerry. I'll get that rain for you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Matthews.
Hello. Forgive me for eavesdropping, but I didn't know the conversation was going to get so serious. When's the...
I know.
This fall, if it rains and the crops are good.
Oh, Mr. Matthews, I wish you could make it rain.
Yes, everybody wishes that. But nobody believes I can do it. They all want the rain, but they're quick to call me a fool for believing man can call down the rain when he needs it.
But how can he, Mr. Matthews? What's your theory?
Oh, it's pretty involved, Jerry. It's too lengthy for a young man who's just got himself engaged.
Mr. Matthews, you really think you can make it rain, don't you? You're sincere. And yet all those people are making fun of you.
Yes, yes, that's right. But I'm going to show them, Nellie. I'm going to show everyone in this town. I'm going to pull rain out of this Kansas sky if it takes me the rest of my life. Tired of watching crops fail because the sky chooses to withhold its rain. Tired of seeing poverty-stricken farmers sweating their lives away only to lose everything just because it won't rain. I'm going to open up the clouds and make them pour forth the rain we need.
August, no rain yet. Abner, it does look bad, don't it?
Yeah, pretty bad, Ma. Pretty bad, it sure does.
Well, hello, Dad. Still looking at the sky?
Yep. Where you been, Sidney?
Oh, just went calling on a few of the folks around here.
Seems to me you've been going out calling quite regular. What are you doing anyway, Sidney?
Well, nothing, Dad. That is nothing you'd really understand.
What do you mean, nothing I'd understand?
Yes, Sidney. You've been acting funny for the last 2 weeks. Who's that man that calls for you in the buggy ever so often?
Mr. Shebb. He's a fellow from back east. Smart man. He's president of the Farm Preservation Board.
Yeah, what's that? Why don't you ever invite him in and introduce him to us, Sidney?
Oh, I will later. Sort of helping him make some contacts. May be a good future for me. Something that beats farming.
Well, it seems like you could introduce him to your parents.
Oh, sure, I will. We've been kind of busy. He's usually in a hurry to make his calls, and I don't like to take up his time. Well, I've got to get washed up. I'm going into town tonight.
Wonder what he's up to. Sidney's been acting awful mysterious about this feller.
Oh, maybe that's just his way, Abner. Of course, it does seem peculiar he wouldn't introduce us. Look, Pa. Jerry's standing out there looking at the sky.
Yeah. No use to look for rain in that sky, though.
No, I guess you're right. Oh, sometimes I wish that George Matthews would prove he really wasn't crazy, but he could make it rain.
Yes, so do I, Ma. So do I.
Mother, where's Sidney?
Why, I think he's upstairs in his room. He's a-fixing to meet that business friend of his again. They're going to call in today.
Not if I can stop him. I'm going to break his head for him.
Jerry, what are you talking about?
You'll find out. But I'm ashamed to have to let you know it. Do you know who that friend of his is?
Well, no, he ain't never introduced us.
Of course not. He's afraid to.
Jerry, what do you mean?
Yes, Jerry, what do you mean?
Plenty. But first, here's something for you.
Stop it, Jerry. What do you mean, striking your brother like that? Stop it now.
No, you won't. Now, stop. What's the meaning of this?
Oh, everything, Dad. I've just found out what Sidney's been doing to that friend he's afraid to introduce.
You shut your mouth, Jerry. It's none of your business.
Oh, yes, it is. I knew you were greedy for money, but I didn't think you'd cheat your own friends, your neighbors, the people who haven't enough to live on, let alone be taken in by some dirty scheme.
What are you talking about, Jerry?
I mean, Sidney's fallen in with some eastern highbinder who's been going all over this territory selling a fake rain-making machine. Yeah, a rain-making machine. People are crazy here for rain, desperate enough to believe anything. Sidney and this friend of his have been calling in all the farmers, selling them this rain-making machine, getting their good, hard-earned money. The people buy because Sidney swears it worked, that he saw it. They trust him because he's supposed to be one of us.
Sidney, is this true?
Well, what if it is? People are fools enough to fall for that. Why should I sit back? I want money. Money enough to get away from here, from this kind of a life. This yapping clod of a brother would tend to his own business. I'd have made my bankroll.
Sidney, get out. You want to go? Now get out. Don't show your face on this farm again.
All right. You forget there are other farms. From here to the Rockies. And they're all run by slow-witted farmers, willing to try anything for rain.
Get out before
Wait a minute, Dad. What about all our neighbors he's cheated? What about the one he's in with? Is George Matthews in on this, Sidney?
George Matthews. You've done all right finding out my business. Find that out, too, Claude.
Don't worry. I will.
Give you my word, I know nothing of this. You believe me, don't you?
Oh, yes, I guess I do, Mr. Matthews.
Oh, this is awful, Jerry. Charlatans have sprung up everywhere, selling all sorts of fake rain-making machines. And I'm partly to blame for it. My theory was scientific, plausible. I believe in it with all my heart. But I wouldn't take one dime for it. You do believe that, don't you, Jerry?
Yes, I didn't think you would. But I don't see how anyone could take money from men as desperately in need as the farmers are this year. And I don't see how they could be such fools either to spend money on a rain-making machine.
Oh, they're desperate, Jerry. Everyone who owns farmland is. But think what it would mean if one could bring the rain. The rain we'd need.
You ought to give up your experiments, Mr. Matthews. You ought to stop talking about it. It only makes people get false hopes. Makes them think that maybe somebody besides God can bring the rain.
Oh, I suppose you're right. I suppose I should stop. Funny thing. I've been going on with these experiments for weeks. And now the idea has just occurred to me that if it did rain, everybody would say it was going to rain anyway. Nobody would believe that man could actually make it rain. And maybe they're right. Maybe.
Yellowing, drying, burning up. There it is, Nellie. All our hopes and plans burning up right in front of our eyes.
Don't talk like that, Jerry.
There won't be any corn crop this year. Oh, sometimes I almost think Sidney was right. A man's a fool to put his heart into farming.
Jerry, stop it. Look, Jerry, what if the crop did turn out good this year and I married you? Married you when you had a little money. What would that mean? There'd be other years. Maybe the very next year when the crops would fail. But that wouldn't make any difference to me. I wouldn't care about that if I had you. Can't you understand, Jerry? I know what it means to be a farmer's wife. I know what it is to go through lean years and fat years. And I know if you stick with the land long enough, sooner or later it all turns out good. Oh, don't let this whip you, Jerry. And don't give up believing that maybe your prayers will bring the rain. Maybe all our prayers will bring the rain. Jerry, listen. Jerry, listen. Jerry, hold out your hands. Can you...
Oh, Nellie, no, it can't be. It...
Jerry, look at those clouds. Oh, Jerry, it is. It is. It's the rain, Jerry.
Gosh, it is. It's rain. Oh, come on in the house. You'll get soaked.
Oh, what do we care? Let's stay here and watch it fall on our land, Jerry. Our land.
All right, let's do. Come on, you clouds. Rain. Who do we have to thank for that wonderful rain? You or the gentleman higher up?
Well, Jerry, for the time being, I guess you can say it was the gentleman higher up. But maybe one of these days, maybe not me, but maybe someone will take over that job of rainmaking. If a fellow like Edison can chain up electricity, is it too much to hope that someday someone will find a way to... bring the rain.
And so the curtain falls on the story of Wichita's unsuccessful rainmaker, George Matthews. And we bow to his sincerity, hoping that perhaps someday his dream may come true. Was brought to you by the Wichita Eagle and was produced in the studios of KFH in the York Ride Building. Every Sunday evening at this same time, the Wichita Eagle opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you the story of your city and mine. Plan to listen again next Sunday to another chapter in the drama of This is Wichita.